and your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC17+. Ends September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Almost every parent has playfully swung their kids around by the arms, and a lot of us have childhood memories of swinging each other at playtime. It seems harmless, but you might not be aware this innocent swinging can cause serious injury, what's called nursemaid's elbow, a partial dislocation that can happen repeatedly if not treated right away.
The most common way for this to happen is when, you know, dads or uncles take kids by the wrists and start swinging them around in circle, and the kids love it. And the dads and the uncles love it. But unfortunately, it's really dangerous and it ends up harming the child and can give them an injury that has a chance of coming back over and over and over again.
That's Texas emergency physician Dr. J. Max Slaughter, who's popular on the social media platform TikTok for his explanations of medical conditions.
The other way this happens is if a child is like falling and the parent tries to stop them from falling and they happen to grab them by the elbow and pull up very rapidly. And that kind of rapid, high amount of force ends up pulling the bone out of place at the elbow.
That's exactly what happened to Slaughter and his daughter, as he explains in one of his TikTok videos. He stopped her from falling down the stairs and ended up having to treat her for nursemaid's elbow.
At that time, I was a resident, so I was a new doctor, and I had been rotating through pediatric emergency departments a lot. And it's something I saw very, very commonly. Kids come in, you know, their elbow is flexed a little bit, it's rotated inward, and they're not moving it. The minute you try to move it at all, they cry or swat you away. But if you're not touching it, they're actually not in pain. And so it's a very identifiable injury, even without x-rays. In fact, they've done some studies showing that fractures are very uncommon with the kind of correct presentation, which is exactly what happened to my own daughter. I was walking up steps with her. I was holding her by her hand, and then she started to fall backwards. And to prevent that from happening, I pulled up really quickly on her wrist. I saved her from falling and whacking her head, but I popped her elbow out of socket, basically.
The bones and soft tissues of kids, like the ligaments that hold their elbows together, aren't fully formed yet. And when those ligaments are loose, it can lead to a nursemaid's elbow. Ligaments thicken and strengthen over time, so Slaughter says nursemaid's elbows are a lot less common after about age 6. But at 2 years old, Slaughter's daughter was in the common age range for it.
And I immediately knew what was happening because of the way that I pulled and her immediate cry and the way she was holding her arm. So very quickly, I popped it back into place and I started moving her arm around and it didn't bother her anymore. I knew I saved us a trip to the emergency department.
Luckily, Slaughter says nursemaid's elbows are easy to treat. But once it happens to a child, they face a 30 to 40% chance it will happen again. That risk increases even further for kids with certain conditions like Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, a connective tissue disease.
And so kids with EDS end up being at much higher risk of this. And this may be their first presentation to a medical provider to kind of clue them in. Wait a minute, why is this child having this happen to them 7 times a year when, you know, the actual incidence of this should be 20,000 children in the entire U.S. every year?
Unfortunately, most of the time, it's simply the case that accidents happen, sometimes repeatedly. For example, Dr. Erin Mizell, an orthopedic surgeon at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. She once treated her own daughter's nursemaid's elbow, but then it happened 2 more times.
I have seen 0, except for 3 times in my own child. The only time I've ever reduced one was in my own daughter when she was probably 18 months old, because as an orthopedic surgeon, these never make it to our office. These are usually reduced by ER physicians or pediatricians. So I never had the opportunity, even in 10 years of training at a county hospital, to reduce one of these until it happened to my own daughter. And then I've reduced hers twice. And then most recently was just a few weeks ago, happened again, because it is more common to happen once it has already occurred. So it's always been her left elbow. And this last time I actually had to bring her to the ER because she's now older and was not happy with mom doing the manipulation, because it's painful for a very brief moment, but it was too much for me.
So how do you know if your child has a nursemaid's elbow? Mizell says the first thing to recognize is that it's not a fracture. If nothing appears torn or broken, you can begin ruling out more serious injuries.
The kids can pretty much flex and extend their elbow, so it's almost like they're using it normally, but they won't rotate their forearm. So they tend to protect it and just won't use the arm normally. The first time it happened to my daughter, I didn't notice it until she was sitting down in her high chair to eat, and she was only eating with her right arm. She wasn't complaining of pain, wasn't crying, but she wasn't using her left arm. She just was ignoring it. And that is a typical presentation. They don't typically get very swollen. And if someone were to get an x-ray, it is typically completely normal. So it's kind of a diagnosis of exclusions.
Now, some parents might be thinking, why haven't I heard of a nursemaid's elbow? And how can I protect my child from injury while still having fun and staying active? Slaughter says you don't have to stop swinging around entirely.
You know, it's a lack of awareness. We need more programs like this to bring attention to the fact that you can never rapidly pull on a child's wrist, even if they're doing the most fun move in the world when you're swinging them around by the wrists. That doesn't mean that you can't still have fun and do things that are like verging on being dangerous with your kids. I mean, I think that there's a certain benefit to wrestling around and playing with your kids in that way, but there are certain things that should be avoided, and rapidly pulling at that wrist should definitely be avoided. So I think the issue here is just lack of awareness and education, which is why my video got shared so many times. It got somewhere over 1.3 million views. It got shared thousands of times, thousands of comments, and people being like, this happened to me. My uncle did this. My dad did this to me. Everybody's commenting on their personal experience with it. And the good news is that only a certain number of people were like, and I still have problems with my elbow to this day. Most people said, yeah, after a certain age, it never happened again. And that was the end of that.
Rowdiness is a normal part of childhood, but if your kid needs an elbow popped back into place, don't try this at home. Unless you're a doctor, like one of today's guests. You can find more information about Dr. J. Max Slaughter, Dr. Aaron Mizell, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. This segment originally aired August 2021 and was written by Scarlett O'Hara. Our lead producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Less is more? No. More is more. That's why Taco Bell's new $7 Lux Cravings Box is stacked with all your cheesy, crunchy favorites. Think a beefy five-layer burrito, a double-stacked taco, a Chalupa Supreme, chips and nacho cheese sauce, and a drink for just $7. Live Lux for less at Taco Bell and sign up for rewards to earn free food. At participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only while supplies last. Price and participation vary. Drinks exclude freezes. Tax extra. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Points earned on qualifying purchases.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
Building AI systems is like having kids. You want your kids to be smarter than you are. You want your kids to be more successful than you are. And at the end of the day, you want your kids not to kill you.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select a new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Medical notes this week. The life-saving medication that can turn deadly. Just one dose of a popular antibiotic used to treat sepsis kills off most of our anaerobic gut bacteria. This bacteria rarely causes disease and is vital to our metabolism and immunity. New research published in JAMA Internal Medicine shows that while this drug is commonly used, it increases mortality by 5%. Which has a big impact since sepsis is so common in America. TikTokers aren't doctors. Informational videos on vasectomies have been going viral on social media, but new research shows they can't be trusted. The study, published in AUA News, used a rubric to assess the quality of health information in the content. The videos had an average of 0.19 out of 5. Since 1 in 5 Americans search for health facts on TikTok, it's important to realize that the content we consume needs to be backed up by a credible source. Working on the night shift may be causing you extra stress. The human body has a natural internal clock that establishes a rhythm for many bodily functions. A new study in the Journal of Proteome Research shows that disrupting this routine can be detrimental. Even just a few days on night shift can throw off blood glucose regulation, energy metabolism, and inflammation. It may explain why these workers are more prone to obesity, diabetes, and other metabolic disorders. And finally, is plant formula the new breast milk? The benefits of breastfeeding are undeniable, but many moms have to rely on formula to feed their babies. While it has the essential nutrients, formula still can't mimic the full nutritional components of breast milk. However, researchers may have discovered how to genetically engineer plants that can replicate mother's milk. They're hopeful it will lead to healthier baby formula and even a new non-dairy milk option for adults. The research is published in the journal Nature Food. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayon Vosta-Betancourt.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
Building AI systems is like having kids. You want your kids to be smarter than you are. You want your kids to be more successful than you are. And at the end of the day, you want your kids not to kill you.
Viewpoints Radio Podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I just can't wait till the day when you knock on my door.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's kick it. Oh.
Fill up my cup, Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing. Just take it off. Let's paint the town. We'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it. And do it.
Let's live it up.
And do it. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. And do it. And do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top. Shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop. Round and round, up and down, around the clock. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Get with us, you know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna
FM.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any clouds will give way to plentiful sunshine, gusty southwest winds to 20 miles per hour, and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, clear to mostly clear skies with lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine for your Monday with our highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 43.
walk like an Egyptian.
the right mix for Park Falls and Glidden. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Nothing could go wrong. Trail Mix 103.1.
Gonna break.
right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any clouds will give way to plentiful sunshine, gusty southwest winds to 20 miles per hour, and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, clear to mostly clear skies with lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine for your Monday with our highs in the upper 70s. It's 42 at our studios.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Rah, rah, ah, 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 rah, 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 rah